Are we live? Are we live? We got a lot of mail here. Wow, there's a lot of mail. Female is almost like male with iron. Fee, F-E. Kind of interesting. Hi, everybody. Let me see if I'm live here. Guess I have sound. Good. Good. We just broke 16,000 bears on DLive. So thank you, everybody, for joining. Today, we're going to talk about Charles Manson. And it's raining outside, and I love the rain. It relaxes me. And today is the darkest day of the year, the winter solstice. And still raining. Oh, it's pouring rain. Pouring rain. I love it. The rain sounds great. Thank you, Coddington Bear, my trusted ally. Oh, and why are you defending Nate? You're banned for life. Everybody banned that brings up drama. Yeah, a bunch of people had to get banned. It was the night of long knives for me and Coddington Bear. But it has to be done, you know? It's like, if people want to... The screens can do really terrible things to people's minds. And it's all good. If anybody wants to bring drama here, they're all gone. Do you realize 99% of the people that listen to these streams are never in the chat? They were never on Instagram. You know, and if you want to take that drama and bring it here and affect all of their good time, you're just immediately gone. And I promise you, within a month or two, no one will even remember. This is not the first time. Good morning, everyone. Harry Bear, just heads up, everyone. Easy with the emojis and very, very few caps. Respect the rules, please. Yes. And if you want to bring any kind of male-on-male drama, well, you do with Joe Rogan. No, that's about taking down gatekeepers. If you want to deal with male-on-male drama, like a homosexual or a woman, you will be banned for life. If you have too many questions about where certain bears are now, you will be banned for life. If you say, I'm just asking a question, you will be banned for life. Immediately. It's like one of the classic traits of the online troll is the innocent question that goes into the virtue signal of concern. We all see it. It's all obvious. Male on male trauma, I know. One shot, one kill, yes. Jealous of that rain, it sounds beautiful. Well, that's why I'm outside, so you guys can hear the beautiful rain. Looks nice out back. Yeah, works. Age restriction isn't on, I think. Oop, got to turn on the age restriction. Thank you, Harry Bear. Every time we go through these dramas, by the way, I get closer with the bears that made it through. You know, like the ones that get it. Yeah, no sarcasm either. It doesn't translate onto this brave new world of the internet, because you have to understand, every time you're sarcastic, there's people that are that insane, and there's no way to tell with the printed word if it's a joke or if it's real. All right. The backdrop is amazing. Thank you, Papa J Bear. Don't forget to turn on X. Thank you, Hand-Drawn Bear. I turned it on. Today is not the day. I am not the rabbit. Thank you, Bunny Bear. We get it. Yep, got to weed the garden. Yes, and it has to be, there can't be attachments. There is a lot of betrayal happening recently when I got kicked off Instagram. There's a power vacuum and all the gamma males emerged to take the alpha's position and take down the alpha. This is a story as old as time. The archetype is Scar from Disney, from The Lion King. This is not new. And so when they're like, oh, Owen Benjamin is, Vox Day is Owen Benjamin's handler. Owen Benjamin is a fraud. Unauthorized is a fraud. I'm just following Christ. I'm just following Christ. No. We all know what you're doing. It's so obvious to the people who know. It's almost like watching a child lie. You're just like, buddy, we know. And so what will happen is they fill a power vacuum and they think that because I'm gone from Instagram, and the only reason people even knew them is because I elevated them, And then they will bitch and complain. They realize their only definition is hating me. The only thing that they even have to say, because, you know, they'll show that NASA lies and stuff like that, and then people will be like, and now what? There's no substance. There's no talent. There's no anything. And so over time, they realize the only thing they have is the hatred of me, the former Alpha, and Instagram. And then from there, they just wither away until no one even knows where they go. It's happened many, many times. I'm just trying. Love the sound of the rain. Same here. So Over Bear got the ban? Yes. Someone sent me a screenshot of Over Bear liking one of Ty Richards' posts about how, you know, I banned my oldest friend, Captain Cutler. I've never met Captain Cutler in person. He left the Portland show because he had too much anxiety. And so Over Bear liked the post, and that means Over Bear's gone.
You're intolerant.
You know who you sound like, right? The left. You're just intolerant. You're intolerant. Yes, I am intolerant. I am. If there's any dissent, not about my opinions, not about ideas and learning, but drama, gamma, male-on-male drama, if there's any of it, Over Bear is gone? Yes, he is. And he sent me a long letter about why he shouldn't be gone and how, no, I saw the screenshots. I saw that he liked posts that were detrimental to me and my family and my everything. And there is no middle ground. If you want to support people that hate me, you will never be allowed here again. And that's just it. And it hurt a bit. Betrayal sucks. Betrayal is terrible. My wife couldn't believe some of these names that I was telling her. Where it's like, I'm like, watch out for these people. They're now going to start a whole thing about how awful we are. And just wait. Just wait till they start more rumors. You know, this is how they act. It's been like the last wave of gammas was this group called the Danger Zone a year and a half ago. And they would make up stories about, you know, my marriage and all this stuff. And they were once people that I invited into my home. Wasn't expecting that. Nobody was. See, Ty Richards was just there and he just said, Owen loves pedos. Think about the mental illness that is. That they're like, that these are the people. I was just with Ty Richards in Dallas. Wow, I figured Over Bear was like a fence sitter. He was like, you know, I'm with you, you know, I don't, no, he's not though. He's not. And there's no room for that. If you liked, once Ty Richards lost his mind like that, if you liked any of his posts, you're gone. All right, now let's talk about some good stuff. Betrayal stings. It's insane. You know, it's Dante would say that's the lowest level of hell. The farthest ring down is for the betrayers. People that with bear in their name, with bear in like their images of a bear, they're moderators of mine. I've given them influence, and that's how they react. And then you'll see them being like, look at Owen, he's turning on his friends. No, I'm reacting. And it's like, it is what it is, man. I don't want that. I had to unfriend a few on Facebook. One guy said former bear, and I was like, yeah, exactly. Ty Richards behaved like a madman for 2 weeks about a regular good dude. I don't want to even discuss it. It's so beneath all of us. And they kept saying that, this is the funniest part about Vox Day being my handler. I was joking about him with it this morning. They're like, Owen's Vox Day's bitch. Vox Day's Owen's handler. And I was telling Vox, I'm like, I wish, not the bitch part, but I'm like, what part of Bravo do people not understand? I had an agent and manager in Hollywood for 15 years. I would love if Vox just always had the plan. He doesn't. He's a Sigma. He's not an Alpha. He doesn't tell me what to do ever. And I'm like, come on. The irony of the whole thing is like the insults they're using. I'm like, your lips to God's ears, man. Hopefully Vox does become my handler. Cause that would make my life a lot easier if someone else had the plan. You know, I'm a situational alpha with Bravo tendencies. I love when other people have the plan. Yeah, they're all bit. Ty Richards is acting the way any man would act when someone talks about their kids. Your band? Ty Richards attacked unauthorized.tv, my site. If you want to defend Ty, go ahead. Ty lost his mind. Ty's like a nut job, dude. All right. Anyway,
they attacked his kids.
Then why is that my problem? Why is that my problem, Ty? So when someone, people attack my kids all the time. You don't even know about it because I'm not insane. It was my fault. I was talking to Vox about that this morning as well. It's almost like how bad, you know how affirmative action doesn't work at all? Because you just take people that aren't capable and you just give them like a free ride to Princeton because they're black or something. And then they spiral. That's exactly what happened with Ty Richards and some of these guys. It's like they weren't capable. It was my fault. That's why I'm not a good alpha. I'm a great Bravo. I'm way, way, way too trusting and too, like, Ty's a narcissist. Yeah, he's terrible.
Well, people attack my kids.
Way to use your kids as props, Ty. You attack me because people attacked your kids? All right, let's get into Charles Manson. It's a much lighter topic. Who is Ty Richards? Nobody. He's a nobody. Let it all go. I just wanted to address it today. Ty's acting like a meth addict. I believe he... I'm not going to say... I don't want to talk about other men that don't matter. They don't matter. Want to know what's interesting? Charles Manson. But so many people wanted me to address the situation, I kind of had to. Legionnaire got nuked and it has been a shit show. Legionnaire got nuked and it's been a shit show. Legionnaire should run IG. I don't know what you're talking about. I like Legionnaire Bear. This is a teachable moment. It's a perfectly teachable moment. It's perfectly teachable. Kodiak was a mod back in the day. About time he got his badge back. Damn right, Kyneton Bear. Damn right. Ty Richards is homosexual. You don't need to go there. We don't need to go there. He's not a public figure. He doesn't matter, guys. The reason I go after Rogan and Shapiro and these guys is they're gatekeepers and they lead lots and lots of men astray. Don't spend your time going after men who don't matter. It's like... What? So what? So he's a homosexual. So he's a meth addict. Doesn't matter. You don't need to start these rumors and push these narratives. I truly wish the best for him and his family. Hand to God. He has a nice wife, beautiful children. I wish him the best. He doesn't matter at all. Like, I don't wish him any ill will because he has kids that need him. I want him to keep earning a living. I want him to keep being able to provide for his family. I want him to regain his sanity because I know what it's like having an insane gamma male father. It's terrible. So I really, really, really hope that he gets out of this madness. Owen, you handled the binos amazingly. Yeah, this is not the first time. All right, everyone's here for gravy. No one's here for drama. So anyway, here's a picture of my boy, Wally. Those are a lot of your Christmas cards that are being sent out. So that's what I was doing for like days. It's just like signing them, writing little notes, putting them in envelopes. Meanwhile, people are like, are you going to address the accusations by this meth-addicted weird guy? Oh, check this out. This is awesome. This is a teacher, the most base teacher ever. What is this?
I noticed that when you fly, we only fly over the North Pole. We never fly over the South Pole. It is illegal, based on international treaties, to fly over the South Pole. Why?
Isn't that amazing? A teacher just said it. Listen, one more time.
You notice that when you fly, we only fly over the North Pole. We never fly over the South Pole. It is illegal, based on international treaties, to fly over the South Pole. Why?
Someone said it doesn't exist. Yeah, it's... Guys, sorry, with my long beard that's just getting me so much respect from Muslims and the Amish, I keep having to get my coffee out of my beard. But it's like, There's international treaties that don't let you fly over the South Pole. Think about if the South Pole was real, how insane that would be. Think about owning an airline, and you can save X amount of money by flying over the South Pole. And they're like, no. And they're like, why not? They're like, treaties. Why? Because of wildlife. It's like, oh, don't worry. We'll be 40,000 feet up. It won't affect anything. It's like, because of wildlife. I hope she doesn't lose her job. If she does, they're kicking her out of hell. My mom is currently being fired at 78, but she's a fighter. And we're going to do what we can to get her a new way of teaching and also, fight the people that are doing it. But meanwhile, everyone has to address Ty Richards' allegations. Like, my mom is being fired. It's the first Christmas in my life I'm not on speaking terms with my dad. I'm kicked off YouTube. I'm suing Patreon. I'm kicked off Instagram. I'm keeping afloat a streaming platform on Roku and all this stuff. Meanwhile, I have a pregnant wife and two little kids, and people are like, but will you address with the Ty Richards claims that it's like, dude, not my top 10,000 problems. Let's talk about new unauthorized channel. Yep. 10 of those teachers in every school could fix a fallen state. Oh, yeah. Guys. All right. So, oh, but by the way, this type of betrayal stuff is good for all the bears that didn't betray me. You guys will be more trusted now by me and Coddington Bear. They've been doing it forever. I'm way too trusting, and I elevate people too much, and I'm not saying that as a weird virtue signal. I really do. I'm like, man, this guy gets it. Give him a gun. Like I'm that guy. And so I'm not a good alpha with that. That's why my favorite position is someone else having that role, because I see the best in people. And that's, again, that's an actual weakness. Not virtue signaling. Not being like, my only sin is caring too much. Okay, perfect example. Will you address a homo named Richard? Right. Like, it really is a problem that I'm like that. Where I'm like, I see what people can be. And sometimes it's paid off incredibly well. And people have crushed because of me seeing in them what they can be. But a lot of people, they crumble from it. And it's very, very similar to affirmative action. Except it's not like cold and shitty like affirmative action is. Where I see, you know, I'm the coach that's like, I know he's 200 pounds overweight, but I think he can run a 4.440 if we get him on the right track. 1 in 5 will. All right. Don't backstab BB, is full of gravy. Right. And the stabbings in the back. And guys, gamma males will never admit they're wrong, so don't even look for it. They're only going to keep piling on the lies. They're going to be like, well, it's because, look at them. All right, so let's talk about Charles Manson. So Charles Manson, as you can see by this picture, I believe he was MK-Ultra'd out. Look at his eyes, right? So let me read what the mainstream narrative is of Charles Manson. There's some gravy here, guys. There's some real gravy. My friend Crow777 doesn't believe there was any murders. I do. But I think it's completely different than what people think. And I think the motivations are completely off. I don't think it was a satanic ritual sacrifice. I think it had to do with drug running, pimping, and shame. I'll get to that. Stefan Molyneux has a great breakdown of Charles Manson's early life. He was very, very abused. He was in orphanages and raped and all that stuff. He had a very rough upbringing, and I won't do it justice, so just check out Stefan Molyneux's breakdown of Charles Manson's life and how he got there. So listen to this. All right. Charles Manson was an American criminal and cult leader. Guys, I don't believe he was a cult leader. I'll get to that. As someone who's cult leader adjacent, I can spot a cult leader and I can spot a guy that just likes to party. All right. In mid-1967, he formed what's known as the Manson Family. Guys, wait till you find out what that means. The Manson Family was a band. Charles Manson and the Family was his band that was signed to like a major label owned by Dennis Wilson of the Beach Boys. Charles Manson and the Family was his band. Listen, Charles Manson was a hardened criminal, and I will absolutely, and he should be in prison. He committed tons and tons of heinous acts. But what he's been accused of is total nonsense. All right, Dave Weiss in the chat. What up, Weiss? All right. Oh, and by the way, these experiences with the Rogue Bears will show you that the Jew isn't our enemy. Like, look at the backstabbing I got from people claiming that they're just simple followers of Christ. They're now just starting rumors that I'm a fraudulent, you know, scam artist because they're jealous. And meanwhile, Dave Weiss is in the chat, like, crushing. It really is person to person. But we're going to get to some small hats, though. Some real devious guys. You mean Brian Wilson? Hang on, what's his name? Dennis? One second. I got Dennis Wilson, the drummer. Maybe I was wrong about that. I'll look into it. George Bush Jr. played a role in the Manson for a bit. That's like next level Miles Mathis stuff. I got to look into that more, but I'm going to tell you the stuff that I find very gravy-inducing. All right, Sticks and Hammer has an interesting analysis of Manson. Yeah, but... All right, anyway, just let me stay a little focused here. Because a lot of people don't even know the basics of Manson. Where is his overview? Charlie Manson. All right. His followers committed a series of 9 murders at 4 locations in July and August of 1969. Coincidentally, right when they claimed they were going to the moon and Woodstock. According to the Los Angeles County District Attorney, Manson plied to start a race war, which he and others disputed this motive because it wasn't true. In 1971, he was convicted of first-degree murder and conspiracy to commit murder for the deaths of 7 people. The prosecution concealed that Manson never literally ordered the murders, but they contended that his ideology constituted an overt act of conspiracy. Manson was also convicted of first-degree murder for the deaths of Gary Hinman and Donald Shea. Manson was an unemployed ex-convict who spent more than half his life in correctional... All right, so... Now that you also know what the swastika represents, and you look at pictures like this, like Charlie Manson with the swastika on his forehead, it's all stagecraft, as Crow likes to say. The swastika is just the Big Dipper for the Four Seasons, you know? We've been trained to think the swastika is another Fall Guy. You know, because this is going to be a little gravy-inducing, and I know it's illegal in some countries, but as a World War II history major in college, one thing I never quite understood was there is zero evidence that Adolfo Hitlerio, Mean Mr. Mustache himself, ordered the Holocaust. None. This is mainstream fact. There is no documents. There is no memos. There is no firsthand accounts. None that came out in the Nuremberg trials. None. There was no order from Adolfo Hitlerio to carry out the Holocaust. That's a fact. And just like that, there's no evidence whatsoever that Charles Manson ordered these killings. And this is when things get very interesting. Where is the other one thing I was at? This is when things get very interesting. So... Charles Manson was, the whole narrative is that there was this big cross, and he would go on the cross, and he would convince his followers that he was Jesus by giving them acid, and that he would carry around this cross and this ranch and all that. All nonsense. But it was taken from another guy named Krishna Venta. This guy. This guy... was the cult leader. Like, this guy was a legitimate cult leader in the 1950s in Chatsworth or one of those canyons. And he believed that there was going to be a race war in America. And he was going to start the race war in America. And then he would go into the desert with his 144,000 followers and survive, right? Okay. They lifted Krishna Aventa's entire story and just put it on Manson. Manson was a drug runner. Manson was a pimp. Manson was not a cult leader. Okay, so Krishna Aventa, by the way, yes, he was a sneak. He was a small hat. Krishna Aventa, born Francis Penkovic, was the leader of a California religious group in the 1940s and 50s. He was born in San Francisco. His father was a Jewish immigrant from Romania. Not a surprise. His mother was born in Utah. Penkovic graduated from high school in Nevada, married twice, and served in the United States Army during World War II. After the war, Penkovic decided to start his own religion. I may say, well, say it, I am Christ, I am the new Messiah. He also claimed to have led a convoy of rocket ships to Earth from the extinct planet Neofrades. In 1951, he legally changed his name to Krishna Aventa in California. The Fountain of the World became famous in the press in the 40s and 50s for uniformly dressing in robes, going barefoot, and requiring its male members to grow beards and wear their hair long. The Fountain was marginally conversational because one of the requirements for membership was that one donate all worldly assets to the group prior to joining. For most who joined the Fountain, however, this was irrelevant since few had many possessions anyway. Okay, what I'm describing is a legit cult. Like, when people say you have to donate all your possessions to a leader who claims to have a rocket ship and a beard and everything, you just might be entering a cult. The group's activities include fighting wildfires, offering shelter to those in need, and feeding the homeless. That sounds nice. They first gained national exposure in 1949 when the news wires carried the story. The Fountain members had been the first to offer aid to the victims of Standard Airlines Flight 897, which crashed in the Simi Hills, killing 35 of the 48 people aboard. See, I don't know. This all just sounds like a Hollywood script. Venta was killed in Chatsworth in 58 in a suicide bombing instigated by two disgruntled former followers. Let me guess. Their names were Captain Cutler and Ty. Peter Doma Kamenoff and Ralph Mueller. Mueller and Kamenoff. Gee, I wonder where their families came from. Anyway, who had charged that Venta mishandled cult funds and had been intimate with their wives? The two things to always watch for with cults. Do they want to have sex with your wives? And are they taking your money? If either one is true, you're in a cult. That's how you know when someone isn't a cult leader. This guy, not a cult leader. You know I'm not a cult leader because I never want any of your wives and I don't force you to give me your money. All right. Like, the amount I have to explain that I'm not a... By the way, it's a fact, like, my mother's former employer accused her that I was a cult leader. So I do have to explain this sometimes. Mountain Bear's in the house. Sweet. Sweet. All right. So anyway, what do we have here? Krishna. Spooky music. I know. Cue spooky music. So after his death, two of his followers, sister Dorothy Leon and sister Wally, moved to Mount Shasta, California, where they channeled messages supposedly from him. Okay, so his entire story was taken and put onto Charlie Manson. So Charles Manson's people, allegedly, not by the orders of Manson, killed this woman. That's Sharon Tate, who was pregnant with that little sneak's baby. Right there you have, that's Polanski, Roman Polanski. And as you can see, he has an asymmetrical face. He's shorter than his woman. He has a little smirk like he's obsessed with the anus. And his hair looks shockingly sneaky. He has a crooked bow tie and he's next to a beautiful blonde. Right? All red flags. Ladies, do not marry the sneaks. That guy is not. Haven't heard the super sneaky music for a while. Oh, I know. I should have. I sent you a super chat yesterday willingly. Exactly. It's by choice. And I require zero sacrifices. You know? I'm not a cult leader. Look at the face. Come on. Oh, I know. And so this man, and I say man loosely, is the one who raped a 13-year-old on drugs at Jack Nicholson's house. And it was witnessed by Angelica Houston. And a lot of this stuff, and so Sharon Tate, who is, and he also directed Rosemary's Baby. He's a real, like, occultist, small-headed weirdo, right? Polanski. And so she was 8 months pregnant when she was murdered. I believe it's all true. And I'll tell you why. Because I know Hollywood sneaks and all these people. Sometimes they do stagecraft. Like, for example, certain shootings that happen at certain elementary schools may or may not have actually happened. You know, like buildings that fell in free fall speeds for the first time in the history of steel frame buildings may or may not have happened the way that it's been told. I understand that there is hoaxes and red flags and stuff. But the reason I think that this violence all took place, and I know why this can actually happen, is because they were running drugs for the mafia. So, but it wasn't right. Oh, I know. So you have to understand that back then in the 60s in Hollywood, even now as well, but now drugs have become so mainstream. You know, you can get your heroin and your crack from Rite Aid. So she has a 1,000-yard stare. Yeah. Sacrifice to facilitate the moon landings. But I think that what it was is it's almost like it served a lot of people's interests. So there might have been people involved that did a sacrifice to serve the moon landing spell to keep people distracted, yada, yada. But I'm looking at it from a totally pragmatic, how life actually works way that I can prove. And Charles Manson was a drug runner and a pimp. You know, like sometimes people will analyze some of his quote-unquote followers and when he would have sex with them, and they were all from abused backgrounds and stuff. He would tell them to, like, call him daddy and stuff like that. And so when you give that information to like, a jury or just journalists or something, it's so out there and it's so weird that you immediately would think probably, like, oh, cult. No, pimp. That's how pimps act. That's how a pimp, you know, dominates women and then sells them for sex. And he was selling women for sex to all kinds of biker gangs and also famous people. It is alleged because a lot of these people were all living in this like weird commune type Hollywood pansexual druggy world that rubbed shoulders too much with the mafia and motorcycle gangs. So what would happen is Charles Manson was almost like this bridge. He was living at Dennis Wilson's house. Or Brian, his name, last name was Wilson. He was the drummer for the Beach Boys. Charles Manson was living in his house. And he was making a record for them called Charles Manson and the Family. That was the name of their band. And so Manson and his prostitutes, not cult, would have these dune buggies all decked out in Texas and would drug run for biker gangs and the mafia to bring MDMA, cocaine, all this stuff. That got to Hollywood actors. That's where the mafia and criminality meets, you know, mainstream elite power. Warren Beatty. It's been like pretty much confirmed. And that Jane Wyman was part of some of these bisexual orgies. You know, all kinds of these names would be in these houses. You know, Jack Nicholson, obviously, Polanski, obviously, all these sneaks. And they would need drugs to keep the women fueled. And that's when Manson came in. He was like the daywalker. You know, he was enough of a criminal to get the drugs from the gangs and the mafia. He also claimed to be a pick man for the mafia from New York, and which means a killer. But he could be Hollywood enough to hang with those guys. And so what I believe happened is Sharon Tate and these people were murdered because of drug running, because murders happen, guys. I know that a lot of fear porn on the news makes it seem like a lot of it's fake, like beyond fake, and they do it to keep you scared, and they do it to start spells. Okay, the mafia and drug-running gangs don't do it for spells. They don't do it for moon landing hoaxes. They do it because that's how they maintain order. And they make it really, really graphic and gratuitous. At the Tate Polansky residence, there was videotapes of Mama Cass, who, by the way, is this very obese. She was the singer of Mamas and the Papas. Mama Cass was one of the only non-vegans in the whole circle, right? That's why I believe when she was murdered, they said she choked on a ham sandwich. They probably just shoved a ham sandwich in her mouth. But these people started rolling with people that moved big amounts of drugs. And those people rule with a very, very violent and iron fist. These little sneaks like Polansky, where is he? These little sneaks like Polansky, where is he? They're just mostly motivated by intense perversion and fascination with the occult. They're not hardened. You know, this guy was hardened. So that's when things meet. Like, a Polansky is just a coward, a pervert, a pedophile, a rapist, but not in the same level of like a Charles Manson. Like, Charles Manson would, you know, rape girls to break them in order to sell them for sex. You know, he was a career criminal. A Roman Polanski is just a perverted little grabber. And so when those two worlds meet, I don't think a lot of these Hollywood people had any idea what they were dealing with. The cartels will skin you. They'll cut out babies. They'll paint with your blood. That's how they rule. They rule with absolute violence. And so I believe that the Tate murders and all that had to do with drug running, cartels, and it also had to do with videotapes where very, very powerful people were having sex with men, women, animals. And that's one way that they were so controlled by the mafia and certain gangs. This is one of the most fascinating parts of the whole story. So the gun used in one of these murders was given to one of these quote-unquote gang members named Tex. But it was given by Manson, who got it from Randy Starr, who got it from Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan's gun, which was a Wyatt Earp gun, was used in one of these murders. And I know right now some kind of tuned in people will be like, oh no, this reeks of the Matrix. This reeks of narratives and false narratives and pissed on breadcrumbs. No, not to me, it doesn't. To me, it reeks of Hollywood coke parties, Hollywood orgy parties that went way too close to mafia. Because I've seen that shit. Because when you have a bunch of drugs at a party, you have to have a guy, right? Like and I know a lot of celebrities that did a lot of coke. And so you got a guy, right? It's like kind of a sketchy guy that comes and hangs too long at the party. But he's all right. But, you know, we know some other guys. The next level of guys is the guy, they're almost, you know, when I was there, it was almost always like they would be a Mexican gentleman. And then and then that guy is close to guys that cut people's babies out of their belly. And that's how they traumatize people. That's how they maintain. Anybody that knows how cartels work, that hit looks very cartelish. So when you're now you're dealing with very powerful people. You're dealing with someone who becomes the president of the United States. You're dealing with Warren Beatty and all these people, right? So the way they kind of covered it up is they create this crazy narrative and drama about a cult leader and someone who, with sex, you know, convinces these like poor innocent girls. Those girls were all prostitutes, and they didn't even care that much about Charles Manson. You know, Charles Manson wasn't even their leader. He was just like their pimp. He would sell them, and then they would bail. You know, Manson, you know, the whole narrative is completely off. And so they created this. That's why, okay, there is Satanism. Like, satanic panic is nonsense because there is something to be panicked about with Satanism. But there's also a whole thing that happens when people will put occult ritual and Satanism and all this stuff and mind control and all this stuff, when in reality, it's very base. It's like very powerful people on camera having sex with men, like Warren Beatty, bisexual. A lot of these, and that was back when there was some shame in it. Yeah, Doris Day's son was part of all of this, by the way, as well. And so then they take the Krishna Aventi, or whatever his name was, the small hat from San Francisco. They take his cult story word for word and put it on Manson. And then Manson goes to jail, even though he didn't commit any of the crimes. And they say it's because he controlled these women. And now you have the organized crime involved. I wouldn't be surprised if some of these women didn't even have to do time. You know, some of the video is so sketchy, like they're wearing earrings and necklaces when that doesn't happen when you're in a lockdown, when you're in high security prison, stuff like that. Mexican cartels leave heads and guts at the crime scene to prove a point. Yeah, they have calling cards. And so when you see some of these grotesque actions, most Hollywood Satanism is really just gay and dumb. It's like they sit around in circles and they like chant to like Mother Goddess and they like just fuck each other and like do coke and like maybe draw on each other's blood and stuff. Then there's another level. That's like most mainstream Hollywood actors are just, they're LARPy little perverts and cowards. It's just dumpster pumping. Exactly. It's not, has nothing to do with like actual summoning of demons. There's a level of that, you know, like the people who run the studios, I bet, are involved in some real rituals, like some stuff that you don't even want to know exist. And but what happened with this, what happened with these people is they rub shoulders with guys that don't care how many Oscars they have. And that's what I believe it was. Manson had a beard in the 90s and you weren't allowed to have facial hair in California prisons. Zero time. Right, exactly. I think these people it became a LARP. You know, this is where I disagree with some of the people that don't think the murders happened. I know, I don't know, but I'm 99% sure the murders happened. At that point, you're dealing with backdoor deals with people that own the prisons. People that, you know, it's like they'll give you a deal like, this is what I suspect. You know, you have to go to prison, but you have to play this part. You know, like Jack Ruby and shit like that, where it's like, it's not really prison. You know, I think Isaac Cappy stumbled on the real evil shit. I don't know anything about that guy. I don't comment on that because there's some weirdness with that. Big wigs don't get down. Manson was a scapegoat like Oswald. Exactly, exactly. Manson wasn't innocent. This is why don't get involved with crime. It's one of the reasons, you know, Vox and I talk about taking the ticket. When you take the ticket, you know, you're selling women for sex, you're exploiting, you're drug running. Manson was definitely a murderer. You can be manipulated. You know, like the evil of this world can then just use you and your name any way they want. And so, yeah, Oswald was innocent of shooting Kennedy, but Oswald was not an innocent man. Oswald had tried to kill a governor. Fact. Oswald was rubbing shoulders with some commies that wanted to overthrow America. It's kind of like what happened with some of these bear purges. It's like, listen, it's like if you want to be a part of people that are actively trying to take down unauthorized, you're gone. I don't care what your intentions are. I don't care if you were misled. It's just, you're out. Is some of it completely fair? You know, like, is Overbear still kind of a good guy? Probably. He's out, though, because it's too close. It's too, like, you're too associated. So, like, a Manson type who gets so associated with that much garbage, like, he was tight with the mafia. He was tight with Hollywood. They're going to use you. They're going to use you, and they're going to throw you away. Selling lemons for sex, that's hilarious. Didn't Manson have a connection to the music industry? Yes, he had. He had a record contract with the drummer from the Beach Boys. They were Manson was living at that guy's house. Manson's name was, it was Charles Manson and the Family. It was the name of his band. And so once the Grabber comes in to rearrange history and make it so no one really understands what, only a real man can drink gravy and not go crazy. Yeah, dude, when I was keeping the saloon open 24 hours, which I'm still going to do, I knew there was going to be people overdosing on gravy. And I even was concerned about it. I was like, should I close the doors of the saloon? Everyone, you know, like Ty and those guys are like, no, we're in here figuring out the secrets of the universe, bro. And I'm like, all right, man. Because that's the problem I have is I don't have as enough disciplinary in me. I'm like, hey, this guy says he's going to be okay. And then, you know, 8-10 hours in the chat, 5-hour live streams, and then it gets to the point where they overdose on gravy. So that's why I'm not a great alpha. Because, damn, you bent over, Bear? Yes, I did. And I don't regret it. He liked posts by people that hate me, and the posts were nasty. And that's a vote. You know, your vote at the ballot box is not the most important vote. You vote every day. You vote with what you retweet, what you like, who you follow, what you eat. All that stuff is a vote. You vote all the time. And clicking that like button when someone's talking about how unauthorized is a scam, you just voted. And you're now out. And especially when I gave him a wrench, I gave him trust. I promoted him. No money exchanged. I gave him, you know, if you put a dollar figure on the amount of promotion I'll give people, very valuable stuff. And so the more, you know, there's other people that like some of these posts that I didn't ban because a lot of them didn't know any better and they probably thought, you know, whatever. But the more up, the more in my circle you are and the more you can't betray me at all. I voted for pizza at lunch today, exactly. And so it is what it is. And I sent him an email with the screenshot of his vote. And I said, yeah, man, that's it for us. Over barely Ty Rich is going after you. Glad I saw my email or something. Yeah, exactly. And then now they're going to make a whole drama out of it. And they don't realize that they're acting like women. And they think they're acting like me. That's the worst part. They don't see the basic difference between trying to take down NASA, trying to take down Ben Shapiro, and trying to take down someone's husband. Like, Sing Along Bear's husband. Yeah, but he said all that. It's like he's just someone's husband. Don't bring all this insane drama to my saloon. But you attack Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan has millions of male followers that believe marriage is a scam and they should do DMT and do anal sex and be morally subjective. I'm doing a service. No one needs to take down Sing Along Bear's husband. He's just a guy trying to get by in this world. Respect, have it, give it. Yeah. Yeah, they'll make a load of gay memes. Oh, no. Exactly. No one will see it. The only reason people are seeing it is because I gave them internet clout. I didn't even know what that meant because I'm not a homo until someone explained it to me. The reason that they all just came out with all this, they just realized that unauthorized is a big scam and we've hacked it and we figured out all nonsense the day I was kicked off Instagram. The day I was kicked off Instagram. Why? Because there was a vacuum. Because I was giving them clout, right? I was posting their memes. I had 65,000 followers. I had a little blue check mark. And so they were eating off that. They were eating my scraps. And so as soon as I was kicked off, I no longer served a purpose and they wanted to be alpha dog. And so if there's any crossover between people and especially people I thought I trusted, people that I allowed my wife to accept on Instagram to like look at pictures of our family, you're all out. And what do they bring? The only thing they'll bring to people is constant complaining about me. And that runs out, man. I've seen this. Me and Kai and Tim Barrett have been to Howland back and Howland back and Howland back and Howland back over and over and over again. It's the pride cycle. Exactly. The timing is a little suspect. A little suspect, hand-drawn bear? This is exactly what happened when I got kicked off Twitter with Danger Zone. It's exactly the same cycle. So the biggest supporters of mine on Twitter with Bear in their name, Bear icon, they're like so much emotional enthusiasm. As soon as I was kicked off, they then attacked me as and but the beauty of this is the more time goes on, the more the ones that didn't turn are here. Ask Kind okay, Kind to Bear was telling the story last night about a perfect example of how these people think, right? So when the lemons first started flowing, I was worried because it felt like a Ponzi scheme. You know, I'm like, wait a minute, people are telling me I'm making all this money. And so then I was, Kyneton Bear said, okay, the amount of lemons you made today is only $30. And I was relieved because I didn't want it to be like YouTube super chats where it got so big. I felt uncomfortable because it means someone's trying to buy you and then they're going to pull the rug out. I don't like big amounts of money. You know, Vox and me see that we're both like that. Him because of his dad's issues with the IRS. Mine because I see how money is used to cuck people and to buy people, right? So Kyneton Bear, we'll verify all of this, tells me, I've done the math, it's $30. And so I do this whole post. I'm like, I'm so glad it's only $30. It's fun. The lemons are fun. And it turned out it was like $300. Kyneton Bear did the math wrong, even though he's literally a math professor, which I find suspect. No, there's different lemons and shit. I don't understand. So all these guys, and I say guys loosely, are like, Owen Benjamin's trying to manipulate his audience, and he's saying he's not making any money, but really. And Kyneton Bear was like, hey, dum-dums, A, why do you care what Owen makes? It's not your business, bitch. And B, I was just reporting what Kyneton Bear told me. Oh, and this doesn't sound like a vacuum. This is a coordinated attack. It's not. It's not coming from somewhere more powerful. I know. No, like Daily Wire coordinated attack. That's coming from somewhere. Ty Richards, the ghost of Captain Cutler, and Overbear are not exactly dialed in with the Illuminati guys. This is very basic male behavior. It's envy driven. Kyneton Bear doing the math wrong. Now that's gravy. Oh, I know. Well, it's a different lemon thing or whatever. And so the moral of the story is that was one of their biggest narratives. Oh, he's lying to his audience. He's manipulating them for lemons. They're so low on the social sexual hierarchy. Most of them are, they're so low that they don't understand that people would just give me money anyway. And I don't care at all. And they do it because they support me and they like me. That's how men are. Men send resources to the front lines. That's literally how battles are. Those guys are the guys. They're the generals. Listen, I know Stalin was a bad guy. I know. I'm about to open some mail. I know Stalin was a bad guy. But, like, I want to hear his side of the story. Think about how many gamma males must have existed in Russia after Lenin and Trotsky. Lenin and Trotsky were two of the biggest sneaks, biggest inverted secret kings in the planet. And then in comes Stalin, who has to clean it up. Some of his quote-unquote purges, I'd like to know some more information. That's all I'm saying. They're ridiculous. Yeah, and by the way, normal men will see it and just be like, what? Why aren't you happy that Owen made more money? Owen's being persecuted by his bank. Keep an open mind is alpha is, yeah. I had to give back a Starbucks gift card today. We'll not be doing that to that saloon. It's important to support what you like in any capacity. Always. He's manipulating them for lemons. Oh, dude, what I'm saying is all real. This is what they do. And now, Overbear is going to be like, I am no longer Overbear. I am my own man. My name is Tim or Ed or whatever his name is. It's like, I stand here today to reveal what Owen Benjamin truly is. He's a monster. His friendship with Crow 777 is against Christ. Yeah, Christ also didn't like backstabbing little gammas. We don't know how much we have because math is hard. I don't know and I don't care. I give Kyneton Bear a large percentage of my lemons because he's doing such a good job. And I know it won't invert him because he doesn't care or want it. Even Hitler had to purge the brown shirts. Oh, yeah. I get it, man. Big Bear, it's been a while since I've written you. Sorry, there's a few things that sparked me to do in the past couple months. To start, I am unfortunately no longer engaged. My ex-fiance told me she had cheated on me in the first few weeks of us dating, and that guy she was with is now the guy she wants to be with. Ugh. At first, I was devastated, but thanks for your streams, I remain focused on what is important, which is trusting God has a plan and no despairing. Plus, I'm still very young at 23, so I have time. Exactly. And she's a little whore. Anyway, the olive oil business is doing well, which I have decided to keep local to avoid dealing with the Fed. I'm actually back in Italy now and have been here for about 2 months so far to research how they make olive oil so pure and preserve it so well without any chemicals. It is really interesting stuff that I am excited to try when I get home. Yeah, meanwhile, your ex-fiance is probably you're in Italy right now researching olive oil. And the guy she is probably with now is like, baby, let's watch Netflix. And I want poop in my pants. Besides, I also want to report that I've been porn free for 7 months at this point. Bro, you're setting yourself up to have an awesome, awesome woman. Honestly, I kind of forgot about it. Funny what happens when you're working or trying to plan for a wedding and marriage. I also wanted to share a funny story with you regarding my lack of porn. I've done a deep dive into what the moon is and the curvature of the earth, thanks to you. It was exciting, and I decided to share what I found with a few of my closest friends and family. But almost all of them thought I was crazy, and some even became offended by what I spoke with them about. My boomer grandmother asked me, "Are you high? You sound like you might be taking something." To which I responded, "No, I am fine now. Thank you for asking. I just haven't watched any porn in a while, and now I can't stop thinking about the Pythagorean theorem is really an equation or some satanic wink about snakes and triangles." She smiled and laughed, thank God. Yeah, humor will get you through a lot of this. But I think I scared her a bit. So I might need to dial back the the earth curvature stuff. I get it. Most people are just not ready for the gravy, so they get all upset because you poured it without asking. Yes, never pour gravy without someone asking. Besides, what I'm really enjoying life and just overall a healthier person than I was a year ago, which is mostly thanks to you, because you called me a sodomite for some reason, that made me mad enough to do something about my life. So thank you. Oh, and I also dropped about 20 pounds over the past 2 months. Being in Italy has been nice as I eat real food. Plus, I'm working in an olive oil factory, so that tends to keep me active. All right, that is it. Hope you and the family are doing well, and congratulations on baby number 3. With all gratitude and respect, Autarky Bear. P.S. I decided to send you a $2 bill. Didn't know if you have any of these. Thank you, Autarky Bear. And you sound like you're crushing. And your ex was, you probably were with her when you were still a little sodomite. And I'm glad you elevated, my friend. Enjoy that olive oil. Yeah, don't ladle out the gravy unless they ask for the gravy. Big Bear, I'm actually very thankful that I and other bears are able to write to you instead of just typing words into a screen. This is much more personal. I'm a 22-year-old mom of a beautiful girl and another one on the way, due May 10th. I've been married for 3.5 years to the love of my life, a bearded Viking of Scandinavian descent, who is almost 23 and the father to both of my children. We both love and serve Jesus, and we're both raised in strong Jesus-loving homes. I'm incredibly thankful for you. I actually first found you through Louder with Crowder, where you hosted the show and talked about ways the left or anyone not walking in logo sexualized children. Your insight reeled me in, and I've been a bear ever since. It goes to show that God can use someone like Stephen to reveal the truth. I mean, until Stephen pushed away anyone who would speak truth, he chose the wide, nickel-laden path. Ever since I started listening to your streams, I feel like my discernment has been sharpened and my eyes have been opened. I think a lot more critically about everything. For example, I think one of the reasons they chose to put fluoride in toothpaste is because it's an incredibly effective way to get it into your bloodstream as quickly as possible. And it's something that everyone does multiple times a day. Just like chewing tobacco is the quickest way to get nicotine into your system through your gums, that thought never would have crossed my mind 6 months ago, but I think about everything like that now. Yeah, you're awake. I literally jumped for joy when you told us that you're expecting number 3. I'm so excited for you and Amy. I will be praying for a healthy an easy pregnancy for Amy. Even though we never see her, the way you speak of her and how much you value her, I have no doubt she is an absolute gemstone of a woman. Could we do an episode once a month with her? Yeah, I'd like that. One of my favorite live streams was when she was cutting your hair. I love seeing the two of you interact. You were very sweet to each other. Also, it's crazy how much my attention span has changed. I used to love watching Netflix. Now I love watching Amy cut your hair. You guys had a great conversation on that stream. Thank you for everything you do. May God continue to bless you and your family in Ursa Manor. Fondly, Mama Kate Bear and Iron Sights Bear. I love the name Iron Sights Bear. Thank you very much for the letter. It's awesome. So many of us found Owen through Crowder. Kind of funny now. Oh, yeah. And Crowder's just like, I'm here to pump. Who wants to pump me full of nickels? I don't have any kids, and everything is everyone else's fault. Yeah, get rid of your fluoridated toothpaste. Stat. Merry Christmas to you and your family. The River Bear family thanks you and sends many blessings. It's funny. Sometimes when I go on a bear rant, my wife will just look at me and say, does Amy care about dinosaurs? I would say something like, probably not. She would then say, there's a lesson there, River Bear. And we would laugh together. Nobody's having more fun than us. Thank you for what you do. I never realized my biscuits were so dry. Now I am eating so much gravy, I need to buy bigger pants. The bears are amazing. Logos is rising. Hey, does Amy care about the shape of Antarctica? No, she does not. There's a lesson there. River Bear. You're the man, River Bear. Thank you. Very good letter. I found Owen through David Weiss. Nice. Why is that ironic? Weiss is the man. Unless he betrays me. Then he will be sent to the coyote. I'm getting better at being an alpha. It's just not in me to be so stern. I'm always just like, just do what you want, man. You're crushing. And people are like, dude, he's trying to take down your business. And I'm like, buddies. He's wearing pants. I mean, he can be anything he wants. Nobody's gayer than Steven. Yeah, exactly. All right. Dear Owen, I found you on YouTube about 7 months ago and truly relate to your lifestyle and outlook on life. After being partially awakened by the sweaty meatball, we moved out of the city to a 2.5-acre hobby farm where we raise chickens and small flock of sheep. My reason for writing you is to thank you for giving me the extra boost of courage to trust God when it comes to planting the seed. I'm 45. My wife is 40. We have two children, with number three now on the way. Having a small house, my wife asked, where will we put them? I responded, bunk beds. Crushing. I was saddened when my coworkers responded to the news was, don't you believe in birth control? And have you talked to your doctor about birth control? They might as well have said, how dare you? The wizard spell truly has so many people hypnotized. There is more I could say about Meatwad Mr. NASA shirt or my boomer parents, but for now, I'll just wish you and your lovely family a Merry Christmas. Congrats on number three. If I could, I would like to be verified as it was Berenstein Bear. I love it. Exactly, BB. Thank you, Chris Elliott. If I could, I would like to be Oh, I just said that. God bless. God bless you as well. And congrats on baby number three. Yeah, stop listening to sodomites. It's like, oh, have you talked to your doctor about whether or not you can have a baby? Oh, beautiful family. Everyone's rocking bear shirts. Yes. Dear Owen, boys, baby, and animals, wishing you all a very Merry Christmas. Congrats on your new blessing. Your family will forever be filled with endless fun and laughter. Thanks for all you do. My husband and I sure appreciate it, y'all. Take care, guys. Marisol, Jared, Shane, Roman. Love it. Thank you, guys. I don't care if you're going out of your way to defend California. Just don't talk. All right. Steven's Christmas special tanked hard. Well, people don't like him anymore. It's like, what man looks to Steven Crowder for guidance? It's like, well, you know, he doesn't know anything about marriage or children or truth. But he'll tell you how to get yourself a nice rock-hard ass with squats, steroids, and lies. Thank you for the super chat. Just said super chat. Have the bears planted their garlic this year? I don't know. Can't wait for unbearable merch to Christmas gifts.
Yep.
I'm sending out my Christmas cards today. Yeah, I can't even watch Stefan Molyneux anymore. I like when he does breakdowns. I just don't like politics. I don't like when anybody spirals about politics. I find it annoying. So the only politics I enjoy watching is Vox because he's optimistic. Even if he's more optimistic than me, I enjoy it. I don't like listening to people complain about the left. I won't even listen to it anymore. Unless you have a way out or unless you're willing to fight, you bring me nothing. But I like when Stefan does a breakdown of historical events and stuff. Nothing is gayer than Steven Crowder. Nothing is gayer than Steven Crowder. Like, man-on-man anal sex is less gay.
Love and joy, dear. Oh, this is from my brother. Awesome. Beautiful family. I miss them. Ugh. The pain in my heart. A lot of pain in this world, but a lot of love.
Let's see where we are. People are still donating lemons. Awesome. Thank you.
But I mean, I did the math, and you make more in the lemons than I once thought. Are you going to disavow yourself?
Dear Owen, I hope this letter finds you well. I sent a package to your P.O. box about a month ago. Hopefully it didn't get lost along the Pony Express. No, I just opened packages off screen, but I appreciate all of them. I'm writing again just to thank you for being such a strong male role model in my life. I'm a 19-year-old girl living in northern Illinois and going to school in southern Wisconsin to study English, writing, and secondary education. I hope to become a teacher to my own kids and to others someday soon. Look into Waldorf schools. I listed one the day I sent the package to you, and those schools are full of logos. Ladles overflowing. Let me know if you are interested in more information. Oh, my nieces and nephew go to Waldorf. Waldorf is awesome. You actually play with like ropes and solid stuff. We're just full-blown homeschooling now. Can I cash out the lemons? No, but Coddington Bear can. He's the wind beneath my wings. If Coddington Bear turned on me, I would probably take a month off. Like, that would be devastating. But all these other people. But Coddington Bear never would. That's why he's Coddington Bear. He's a legend. I'm right here with my entire family, BB, and I feel further away than ever. Wow, I don't understand that. I could never get into Steven Crowder because of his high-pitched voice. Yeah, it's from steroids. Do you get to see your brother this holiday season? No. In addition, I also have a special favor to ask of you, if you don't mind. I wrote a children's picture book when I was 17, and I'm very proud of it. My goal as a writer is to publish it and see if it is on the bookshelves of Bear parents. I need assistance with the illustrations. Well, we do have hand-drawn Bear. And would love to ask some of the talented Bears for help. If any trusted Bears are interested in working on this logos project, with me, please email me at it's illegible. It has Monica, and then you used whiteout. Get in touch with Coddington Bear at Owen Comedy on Twitter. He'll organize it. God bless you and your beautiful wife and children. Sincerely, Radio Bear. Thank you, Radio Bear. Is Crowder on meth? No. Steroids. That's why he's always punching walls and not having kids. All right. Oh, and a couple things. Please, all right. 2019, I'm writing this inside MMI. All right. Please read the sign hanging on the wall behind you that starts with the word swim, especially as it pertains to the second activity. Levels of irony that should be illegal. Swim, run, bike. It says swim. It was Justin Roki's sign. Swim like you're being chased, run like you're, I can't remember. I'll take a picture and show you next time, but it's, can you refer to the treasure chest as the dumpster? Maybe just once? Coddington, open the dumpster and distribute the lemons. No. On this end, 6'4", 220, 57-year-old Skull Crusher. Nice. Oh, thanks for the super chat. Former porn addict, started in my 20s, so let's call it a 37-year porn addiction. Quit this October after heeding your repeated callings. I don't miss it for a second. That chapter is now closed. Thank you. Have always been very close to God and now even closer, like shoulder to shoulder close. Keep crushing. God bless you and your family and all those who may know you, your friend, Hammer Bear the Crusher. I love it. Not Gay Jared is a great dude. Yeah, he's awesome. Follow Not Gay Jared. Not Gay Jared was the reason that people liked Crowder. Like, you're not stupid for liking Crowder back in the day. It had heart. That heart was Not Gay Jared. Not Gay Jared was driven out by a madman. Thank you for all you do. Keep crushing and serving up the gravy. I do not log in on computer, so cannot send money or join or become a member, but here's a bit of honey for you. And would also like to request one of your shirts, orange one, large. Been watching via False Witness Bears YouTube. Unable to connect with D-Live or Gab. Thank you. Ryan in advance. Analog Lady Bear, God bless you all. May you have joy in your home and peace in your world. Awesome. Thank you, Lady Bear. Sweet. Bike like you stole it. That's hilarious. Yeah, give Coddington Bear some love at Owen Comedy on Twitter. He's maintained the fort through thick and thin. He never disappoints. Dear Owen, thank you for your great conversation with Crow. Here's a perspective on row, row, row your boat. Row, row, row your boat. Your boat, not someone else's. Gently down the stream, gently. Eerily 14th century befitting one of good family. From 1550s without rudeness, gradually. Down, align your efforts in the direction of the providential nature of creation, the stream. Creation is alive and flowing. Merrily, 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 late 14th century, cheerfully, no fear. From Old English, no dissonant tone trolls. Mary, from Middle English, Marie, M-I-R-I-E, exciting feelings of enjoyment and gladness. Merrily, a good attitude is used 4 times, row, physical effort 3 times. I can hear Vox saying morale is more important than resources. Life is but a dream. Dream in 1850s. That which is presented to the mind by the imaginative faculty, though not in sleep. We can become lucid in our sleeping dreams. We can also become lucid in the imaginative spells to convince us we are not of divine essence and creation. No despair, with gratitude, Falcor. As always, Falcor, you are very insightful. Both of Crowder's recent live events, he repeated the presence of meth backstage. He repeats the presence of meth backstage. Row your boat gently as you watch the bear stream. Coddington playing the war trumpet in the documentary promo gives me chills. Oh, he's the man. Oh, wow. Thank you. That's a very nice super chat. Wishing your Christmas blessed with heavenly peace. BB, best wishes to you and your family. We have the utmost respect for your convictions. Keep up the good work. Wade and Katomi, thank you so much. That was very generous. Let's do a couple more. Well, Crowder does steroids and hangs out with Jordan Peterson. Oh, yeah. And guys, he defends Tulsi Gabbard with YouTube censorship. Tulsi Gabbard, a Democrat. But me? No. Because I pointed out that he's a homosexual on steroids. God forbid he admits it. Owen and Amy, my husband and I really enjoy your streams and watching your family and farm grow. I'm so happy to hear that Amy is pregnant with y'all's third baby. Having lots of kids is wonderful. We have 4, and I still can't believe how fast they're growing up. I would have loved to have had more, so my advice is to have as many as you can. I'm encouraging my 18-year-old son to listen to you. He has a strong relationship with God, but the social programming is strong. The way you speak about the pitfalls of this world would be helpful to him. My husband and I saw you live in Dallas last year, and we will try to see you again if we can. In the meantime, we enjoy your streams and subscribe to unauthorized.tv.
We are all here for y'all the way from Oklahoma. Have a Merry Christmas and keep crushing. Love the, I won't say your family's name, Mama Bear of Four Cubs. P.S. This cash seems lame, but I didn't think you want a check. No, I appreciate that. It was very generous. By the way, I'm not a cult leader. This is all voluntary. Wanna know what isn't voluntary? The IRS. But yet somehow it's me, not the guy with the guns. All right, last one. This looks cool. This looks intriguing. With Admiral Byrd in Little America. Oh, I love old books. I love the smell of it. Here's a card, Big Bear. I'll just read the letter. Dear Owen, I'm writing you this letter from a post office parking lot outside of Vegas. It's a great start to a story. Moved here a little over a month ago from Oneonta, upstate New York, and still looking for a job. Hence, I can't afford to send you any Jew squares. No problem. I've been there. I am, however, sending you a little book about Admiral Byrd from the 1930s. It's one of the few possessions I brought with me on this cross-country journey. It reads a lot like a children's book, and maybe it will make a good read for Walter and Charlie. Aside from being from New York, grew up in Queens, and moved upstate like 10 years ago, I relate to you a lot and have been learning from you so much for around the past 2 years. I'm also a month and a day younger than you, but I'm still working on starting a family. I'm so happy for Cub number 3. Keep up the good fight, and praise be to God. God bless you and your family, and Merry Christmas to you and Amy, the kids, and to all the Bears. Happy 2020 to all of us, and let's keep crushing. Yours, Factory Bear. Thank you, Factory Bear. I think you also sent me some a Christmas card. Old-time book smells, but yeah, I love old-timey book smell. It smells awesome. Merry Christmas. Thank you very much. Factory Bear. What sort of clit has people writing letters in parking lots of the shop he probably bought the stationery from? I don't know what you're trying to say, but just on the safe side, you're banned for life. Dear Big Bear, but the best thing you do is bring out the best in everyone. Thanks for doing what you do. Merry Christmas. Thank you. Let's see, maybe one more. The sound of rain is great. I know, it's beautiful. It's so relaxing. Is this stream 18 plus? Just asking because it's front page. It is 18 plus. I always put on the age restriction. It'll always have lower live viewers than normal, but it's safer. I don't like to break their rules. Yeah, safety first, exactly. If he was either insulting me or the guy that just sent me that lovely book, which it sounded like he was, he shall be banned. And he has, dude, guys, I bet Overbear and Ty and Ghost of Captain Cutler, like, they're looking for more men. So if you're a gamma, why don't you head on over there and listen to them complain about me for 5 straight hours? You'll be more served. Dear Big Bear, Merry Christmas. Congratulations on you and Amy's third child. And thank you for always streaming no matter what the Grabblers do. The Bears are the best community I've ever had the privilege to be a part of. And I'm so thankful to have found your streams that have helped change my life for the better. Anyways, I've gotten into stone carving lately, so of course, the first thing I carved was a small stone bear as a Christmas present for you. It's made out of blue moss agate. There's also a video on my YouTube channel, Christian_stone_mason, if you want to see how I made it. Merry Christmas and God bless. Shout out to AJ, Rhino Bear, and Semper Bear for their great DLive streams.
Bears support bears. Christian Stonemason. Thank you. And I'm pretty sure the people you named are all still good. So, I think the dude meant cult, not clit. I mean, you can't even spell cult. Let's take a look at this guy's great creation. If you head on over to Overbear and Ty Richards, they won't be opening letters like this or creations. No, it'll probably be like arrest warrants or porn. Look at that. That's beautiful. Mwah. I love it, buddy. All right, let's do a little Q&A. Is anyone, make sure you subscribe to unauthorized.tv. If you were ever my Patreon, on my patron on Patreon, email me at whydidn'tthelaugh@gmail.com. We're currently suing Patreon. I hope that's okay with Captain Cutler. I was following those Yahoos once I figured, No, but if that's your thing, this is the thing. This is why I don't like telling people what to do. If you just want to see gamma males complained endlessly about a guy that people seem to value, that's where you should go. All right, if anyone has any questions, hit me up. Let's just do Q&A. If you ask direct questions, I will answer. AJ Ronald Bear is crushing. Awesome. Good to hear. My natural tendency is just to support people, which always gets me in trouble with gamma males. I'm trying to get better at it. I said to be safe. I like it here at DLive. Good, Walter Bear. How much George did you track in last night? Not that much. Question, do the alpacas spit? Yes, I was basically raped recently as I was feeding them. Four alpacas were all spitting on me. It was very demeaning, and I feel like a little baby. I have no idea. Those guys are pathetic, ruining everything to boost their little... Oh, Mountain Bear, this is probably your first purge that you've witnessed. This has happened before. The last one was way worse because me and Kyneton Bear didn't know how to handle it. We still thought that they could be reasoned with. We thought that we just didn't understand. It was like kind of scary because it's like these people, they just start like streaming for like 5 hours just for each other. And it ends up getting to a place of like criminality where they're making like legitimate threats. So it was like somewhat scary. I'm not going to lie. It was a little scary. But now, Owen, not to bear bad news, but Semper Bear said he is walking away from the Bears, just so you know. Fine. It's like, okay, man. Okay, there it is. It's. And these are people, like Semper Bear wrote me a letter like, oh, you've done so much for me and like my autistic kid and thanks for promoting my streams and all that. And he's like, hey, man, I got to walk away. You know, why? Because people are saying things. What things? You know, it's all a lie, man. It's like, okay, dude. You know, it's people, there's a difference between people that want to support me and people that want to be me. I'm always wary of people that want to be me. YouTube is still billing you. Yeah, thank you, Handron Bear. When will you have your mom on the stream? Hopefully soon. She'll be coming out. When do you first become aware of the gravy? Oh, that's a great question. The first time my father said he could pull a quarter out of his ear like a magic trick, I was 5. And then I found out that he couldn't. BB, what's the difference between levels of unauthorized? I don't really know. It's just your level of support, how much you want to contribute. Feed the Bear is just $5. But whatever. I should have just, because it's a means of support. I should have just banned Semper when I saw him doing shady stuff. Yeah, a lot of these guys have been doing shady stuff for a while. And me and Cod are getting better at it. We're getting better at people. Like, when people just always start streaming right when I'm streaming, they, like, get in their little groups. That way it doesn't have to be dramatic. Like, this is far less dramatic than previous bannings. Because we understand it. We don't take it personally anymore. You've given me a lot of strength to speak up. Sweet. And it's like, listen, I want you to be satisfied. If you're a little ankle-biting gamma male, is probably short with pedo face, you're better served with those guys. And Owen, what's your favorite character in the Neverending Story? The rock biter, because he's so big. When is the documentary coming out? Probably next month, if that's okay with Semper Bear. Question, can you verify me as Border Bear? Welcome, Border Bear. When they claim they knew how dinosaurs sounded, I knew it was a lie. Good for you. $5 is so cheap for the gallons of... I know! It's like... And by the way, guys, if unauthorized.tv was just a blank site, we would still have thousands of subscribers because people support what they like. Semper Bear is afraid of conflict like a woman. Exactly. And his name is a little LARPy. Which historical figure would you ban first? Abraham Lincoln. Do you think Hillary will run? I don't care at all. Big Bear, since you and your brother have really good genes, did they mostly come from your mom, or does your dad also have good genes? They both have very good genes. You know, my dad is English and little Irish and some Czech sneak. And one of the reasons I think his English side probably came from good stock is the sneaks always try to get close to the good English stock. They also said they knew the color of dinosaurs. Oh, I know. BB, can you verify me as Barbarian Bear? Welcome. Can you verify me as Bear Witness Bear? Welcome. Be good bears, guys. Don't stab me in the back. Don't stab Kyneton Bear in the back. And everything will be fine. I was telling that to Westside Bear last night. It's like all they have to do is just not act insane. That's all I ask. Are you as awesome as I think you are? I don't know the level of where you're at with me, but probably. Oh, and can I be verified as Neil before Lord Bear? Welcome. I sub there is never really late. BB, do you watch Brendan O'Connell stream? No. What was your waking up moment? Missed it. I appreciate the shirt. Good. Unauthorized crushes. It does. What do you think is the biggest LARPer of 2019? Who do you think is the biggest LARPer? Nick Fuentes. No question. When I opened up Instagram, my feed was full of what I thought was 35-year-old single women bitching. Oh, I know. It's partially my fault, guys. Like, I like building people so that they can function on their own and being a good support network. Me being banned from Instagram let me know that, like, there was so much just unresolved hatred towards me that I didn't even, I don't know. It's like I should have spotted the behavior more. You know, any bear that's, like, too enthusiastic and, like, too emotionally into it, I'm going to now take note of. Where it's like, yeah, man, all I want to do is crush, like Owen, man. It's like because of you, I can fly. Those guys, I think I just consumed a bee. BB, can you promote the forum I made? No, I don't know you. I've learned my lesson. You might be total sneak. My circle's getting smaller, but I'm fine with that. The amount of bears is growing every day. Do you understand that unauthorized in the month of December has grown by a third? That's unheard of. It's like the amount of bears is growing, but my circle is shrinking. And so when people are like, hey, man, will you promote? No. No, I used to do that stuff. And then people lost their mind and spend their entire day just trying to take me down. They literally wanted to be you. That's the problem. Exactly, Mountain Bear. Exactly. It's like they want to be a guy that just live streams and people like send them letters and stuff and that they inspire people and stuff. But it's like you can't fake it. I didn't want to be me. That's the irony of me. I wanted to be a club comedian. The irony of all of this is I didn't even want to be this. This is just the way my life has ended up. So it's like, I never was like the guy that was like 10 years ago was like, you know what I want? I just want to like live stream and like inspire people to have kids and, you know, do funny stuff. No, I was like, I just want to crush. 20,000 by 20. Why do days are so short in Alaska right now? Because of the path of the sun. Trick question. Gay is gay. They're equally gay, but Crowder. People want the reward without the risk. Well, they also, it's like, why would they want to be me? The amount of pressure on me every day is unbelievable. Just be what you are. You know, it's all ego. It's all Satan stuff. It's all like, you're the special boy. You want all the attention. Dude, attention sucks. Are you kidding me? I'm the gray man, though, fortunately. Ask Mac about it, the director of the documentary. He walked right past me in the airport and didn't see me. And he knows me well. He just filmed me every day for like weeks. And then I just whispered to him, I am the gray man. I know how to not be seen. And people think I'm joking. They're like, oh, the gray man, the real loud giant guy. I am the gray man. Do you have replay? Who's the tranny, Brad Pitt or Angelina? I don't know how that all works, but they're just weirdos. Does your direction in life become clearer as you get older? Yes. I struggle with envy. Are you a woman or a homosexual, Camera Bear? I struggle with envy very often as well, but I know it and I fight it. Well, first off, stop being a sodomite. Literally. I know what you do if you're really envious. People don't realize what they reveal when they reveal. It's like, I struggle with envy. It's like, okay, then you do women's stuff. Because men don't struggle with envy. It's not a masculine trait. Men struggle with lust, wrath, pride. Women struggle with vanity, envy. Like, someone's banging Camera Bear in his ass. You disappeared before the Mansfield show pretty epically. Yeah, I was a gray man. I blend in with the clouds. Dude, I know it sounds like I'm joking, but dude, ask Mac. Is Mac in the chat? Ask Cod. Cod, remember in the airport, were you there when Mac didn't see me and I whispered gray man? Cod, are you here? Did you witness it? Like, I'm a giant dude who's been in like 5 movies, was on a sitcom for 3 years, 2 Comedy Central specials, 7 Lenos, and people walk right by me. Because it's like, also 6'8", attention is abundant. Not for me, not for the gray man. You'll see. Hang out with me. You won't even see me. Like, that's why it's like, the tall, loud guy that's been in all of these movies and stuff, you won't see me. Gray man. Because it's about pattern recognition. I was there, I do remember. Yeah, Kyneton Bear just verified it. Gray man. I was in the airport. People that I was just with. Walk right there. Didn't see me. Eyes up. Didn't see me. Gray man. What up? What are you up to? Cool. I'm just wrapping up now. What did you see when you took... The Gamma said the storm is coming, and Big Bear replied, I am the storm, right? It's true. I'm watching a serene backyard right now. Nothing else. Right. No one can see me. Love, you know I'm the gray man, right? I blend in. Oh, we're handling the Gamma Swarm very well. I love you.
I love you.
The Gamma Swarm is being called. Everybody's crushing. We're back in business.
Like everyone's friends again?
No, but they've been kicked out. They've been eliminated.
Careful. I'm gonna run down. It's really
dark. I'm just letting you know the uprising has been stopped.
Oh, that's good.
But is it weird how you couldn't even see me sitting here because I am the gray man? She didn't even see me. She just sees a jacket. Do you think asking someone for help is weakness? Absolutely not. If you say 3 times, tell Amy I said, she's gone. BB, can I be verified as, I missed it. Any contact with Rango Star coming? I'd love to go visit him. This was Epic Zows, Operation Gamma Storm. Gray man or gray man? I spell it with an E. And that might be part of the success of my gray man abilities. Owen lies a lot, contradicts himself daily. All right. You just became the gray man. No one will ever see you again.
Owen lies all the time, just like my dad, bro.
It's like, that's why there is no left or right in reality. I mean, there is when people are very honest. But some of the worst SJWs claim to be like hardcore Christian right guys. It's like, he lies, he sneaks. Any examples? I mean, too many to name, bro. Too many to even name. I can't even start naming them because there's so many. It's like everything he does. It's like everything's a lie. You sure? You're not just living. That's why when people get too, here's another thing I watch out for, a little too much virtue signaling with Christianity, where it's like, you know, all I do is serve Christ, man. That's all I do is serve Christ. It's like, are you measuring my back for the stab wound? Banhammer, not just for Thor's Day. Exactly. Any other questions? I'll give it another 5 minutes. I have to. I'm going to unleash the gravy. I got it, Cotton Bear. Don't worry. The gravy has been ladled. Enjoy, everybody. We have a Q&A with Amy. Yes, we will set that up, Catholic Bear. Amy knows you're a great man. Yes, I have weaknesses and all that stuff, but yes, she does. Owen, I have to tell you, there will be no more vaccines for my kids, thanks to you. Good. And you'll see your kids will be sick less. Please keep my family in your prayers. We're going through some hard times. So, all right, Raven Bear. Hey, I just decided to come in. Hey, Rosa Crow 777's here. When are you and Dr. Jones doing another stream? I don't know or care. See what kind of brick you shit. All right, Rose. Very aggressive, but I like it. Most importantly, you're not yellow. Owen, thank you so much. Anytime. If you had to pick three people to change, to charge up a hill with, who would it be? Kyneton Bear, Vox Day, and Amy. Are we talking metaphorically or literal? Because literal, it would be just three Navy SEALs that like me. Bike status update? I'm not going to tell you. I don't know the color of your skin. Is it true Manson had all the money in the world three times? I don't know what that means. You're a great inspiration in my life. Thank you. Anytime, Johnny Bear. Hope you're doing the Lemon song. I'm not today. I'm just going to land this plane. Have you thought about Southern Star Trails? Yes, I have. Yeah, most of these guys were pretty churchian, going after Crow and Dark Lord. Yeah, yeah. It's like, it's so obvious. People go after Vox because they say, oh, it's blasphemy. Some of these very gamma bears are like, he says he's the voice of God. No, Vox's name is Theo, which means God in Greek. The voice of Theo. That was his pen name. It's actually quite funny. Oh, going after Crow 777 because he's talking. No, no. You don't go after Crow 777. His yes is yes, his no is no. And he's just ladling gravy like the rest of us. The churchians are always the hypocrites. Saying you're a Christian does not mean anything. Just being like, oh, well, I'm a Christian. It only means something if you're not a liar. Other than that, it's just like, Vox is not a follower of Christ. Vox is told truth to a degree where it's mind-blowing. Manson is beyond evil. He was a fall guy. He was an evil guy, but he didn't convince anyone to do anything. Rewatch the stream. I go through it very intensely. It was a cartel hit, in my opinion. These gammas hit everything touching their ego. Oh, and it only gets worse. Now that I've revealed what's really happening, they're just going to implode. And the circle gets smaller and smaller because all the people sending me these letters and carving me stuff, they don't want to listen to people sit around and complain about me for 5 hours. They actually hate it. And it'll work for a little while. Like because I've said I like Ty and I like Overbearing stuff, there's a group of bears that will be like, well, if they said it, something must be off because Owen likes them. As soon as they realize what's happening, they're like, oh, those guys suck. Because everyone hates betrayers. Everyone. Like witnessing these guys stab me in the back the week I got kicked off Instagram and YouTube is like, people are going to hate them. And then they're going to be like, you hate me because I'm so Christian. No, no, no. It's because you're a gamma. Keep crushing Big Bear. Anytime. Much love. Yep. Worrying about pursuing righteousness, not self-righteousness. Exactly. Yeah, I have a total eye out now for people being like, all I do is serve Jesus. So Owen makes too much money with the lemons. He's a liar. Shoot traitors before you shoot enemies. Dude, traitors are worse than enemies. That's why the love your enemy is so important. I totally understand it now. Like, the right-wing people must love their enemy. Because, like, right now, people hate... Let's say the Republicans hate Democrats and Muslims so much that they're like, yes, we finally got them. Now those damn Democrats and Muslims can't criticize Israel. Yes, we're going to burn our rights so that they don't have any too. That's what it means to love your enemy. Because you can be manipulated, right? If you hate Democrats and hate Muslims to the point where you give up your own sovereignty just to spite them, you're insane. It's the betrayers, the wicked. That's the problem. Love your enemies means if somebody is just on a different side than you, has different beliefs than you, but it still speaks truth. They say their yes means yes, their no means no. Don't, you know, love them to a level where you don't destroy your own life trying to destroy theirs, because the wicked are profiting from that. And so the betrayers are infinitely worse than what you believe your enemy is. It's Satan's plan, BB. Exactly, it is. Traitors are what happened to Ireland. Traitors are the worst. The worst. That's the lowest layer of hell, according to Dante, who is very based. I saw the Pockets vid on that, Gravy. Tarantino is a bit. Yeah, of course he is. I am here on mute because I am in the studio. Nice. The elite manipulate emotions to get what they want. Not just the elite. Everybody does that. It's called wizardry. Wizardry is the manipulation of emotion to get people to do things that contradict their own best interest. Hobnobs. What's Hobnobs saying? 5,300 people who disagree. People who criticize BB or VD are pointing out their own gullibility. You can give honest criticism, but the whole, like, it's all a scam. It's so not even close to reality. Everyone hates traitors. Dude, everyone hates traitors. That's why, like, black militant guys and super intense Muslims and super intense people respect me, even though I'm not in their world, because they at least respect my commitment to my people. People don't understand that everyone hates betrayers. Everyone. So you could have a black militant, like black nationalist, like group, and they would look at me and be like, oh, I like that guy. And it would blow everyone's mind. Because it's like, oh, Owen's not saying that the black man is in pain and needs help. No, they're like, no, Owen is protecting his family and his tribe and his people and his beliefs, and he's a strong man. We respect that. No one understands that. Like the top. Hey, buddy. I'll go help find mama. I'll get out of here. All right, guys. I got to go. I will see you guys soon. Be fruitful and multiply. Don't do the other thing. UnauthorizedTV.tv. Please subscribe. Support, you know, what we're doing. And unbearablesmerchandise.com. And, yeah, watch out for backstabbers, guys. We're going through a purge. It's part of the growing pains process. It's all good. I will see you guys soon. I got to deal with a three-year-old who, by the way, acts better than Overbear goes to Chris. Like, he's